Podcast Network Asia.
It's a slow burn. Medyo matagal siya bago mapick
up. But the end of the episode was like, what the F? What the
yun
F?
Yun na sinasabi ko. Exactly. Yun na sinasabi ko.
Sige, sige. Keep going.
After
keep
the
going.
After the first episode, I never stopped watching it.
Hey, it's Angelo.
Hey, Ron Flakes here.
And it's Sonya. And this is Usapan Retro!
The podcast that no one asked for and that no one wants.
So if you're into video games, toys, anime, comics, pinoy pop culture, and all that other fun geeky stuff,
then this is the podcast for you.
That was too close. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Yeah! Hey! Crap, we got 19 nerds watching us. I'm so excited.
Wow.
This is fun. We got Darkseid in the house. We have Ula in the house. Meg's in the house.
We got Renzo. Some... Hi, Renzo.
Yeah, Renzo. Yeah. Renzo shouting out to Dante thanks. Bosco. Yeah, we
got
some
I saw that in the intro.
Oh, we got to start doing guests again. But yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Usapan Retro. If you guys don't know, this is a live podcast recording. And everybody listening on the podcast, we're actually live streaming on Kumu while we're doing this. So we're going to be shouting out random names and just talking about random things in the comment box. If you guys want to participate, be sure to log on to the Kumu account. Ron Flakes, I need to convert my account to say at Usapan Retro instead of my name. But we'll figure it out. Okay. Hey, what's up, Mark All Tang? Right. Welcome to the stream. So, yes, guys, welcome to our stream. This is the show
Saturday,
where you have... Man. Yeah, Saturday, 5 p.m. I think we're set at this time, right? Everyone,
we're it's 5 p.m. now.
Okay, 5 p.m. Saturday.
I like 5.
5 p.m. Saturdays for the live stream is when we'll be doing our show.
Prime time.
Hey, Mark from Live Ops. What's up, Mark? How's it going? Yeah, so hey. So this is the number one nerd talk nerd
one.
Boomer talk show on Kumu. And we're number one because we are the only nerd boomers on Kumu. So we're talking about all the nerdy topics from anime, video games, movies, anything nerdy from the perspective of titos and titas.
Yes. Oh, show.
I'm pretty sure this is what all the Gen Zs. This is what all the Gen Z and Kumu come here for, to listen to Titos and Titas talk about nerd stuff.
We also talk about new stuff, din naman.
We talk about all kinds of stuff.
But we're so
whether you're a casual nerd or a super nerd, you know, this show is for everybody. So that's what I like about this show, actually.
Yeah, but
well rounded,
dude. All the Gen Zs, like anybody over 35, they don't trust. So I don't know. Are you 35 already, Sonya? Yeah. See, we're past.
Yes.
They don't trust us.
We're past.
We're irrelevant.
They can learn from us, though.
They don't want to learn from us. Can you imagine when you were like 20? And like, did you want to learn? I don't want to learn from nobody. I knew everything at 20.
That's true. You're right. You know, you're right. But you know what's weird though? Like the Gen Z, they're obsessed with 90s culture. So
yeah, but they don't want to hear from
us. That's our era.
90s culture. But not 90s, but not people that lived in the 90s. You know, they're obsessed. They're obsessed with everybody that died in the 90s. Like, there's a lot of Aaliyah fans. There's a lot of Kurt Cobain fans. There's
iconic,
a lot of Tupac fans. Yeah. Yeah. But anybody that made it past the 90s, I don't think they're big fans of them anymore. I don't
so
know.
Maybe when we die, this podcast will be popular.
Oh, no, let's not go there. It's going dark. Okay. You guys, let's kick it off with our first level one is nerd news. I didn't really research nerd news, but I want to start it off because I think everyone's gonna talk. Mm-hmm. I think somebody's gonna bring it up, so I'm gonna bring it up first. Mm-hmm. Is okay, yeah. Yo, Marvel just announced their new phase of movies, and I'm super excited for the Fantastic Four. Yeah, the Fantastic Four is now finally under Marvel Studios because Fox totally killed it. I don't know how you're going to have a crappy Marvel movie with Michael B. Jordan and still mess it up, which they did. Right? But, like, I mean, the Fantastic Four. Yeah, Phase 4 now. But the Fantastic, like, who else is excited? So Sasha's excited for the new Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, Renzo's talking about it.
Yeah.
Mikhail. Like, hey, Mikhail's here. Sending hello. What's up?
Was there anything? Hold on.
Thank you.
What other movies were you excited about for that list?
The was Blade 4? On that list?
No. I'll pull it up here. I'll pull it up here.
I think it's in the pipeline, I think.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, that's actually part of my news. So we'll wait for that.
Okay, hold on.
Is it still Snipes?
Let me share the screen. Wesley Snipes, man, Wesley Snipes is the dopest. Why aren't people are so obsessed with the 90s, they should be obsessed with Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes was so tight. Before Black Panther, the first black Marvel superhero was Blade. And actually, Blade was the first actually Marvel movie that was dope. Because they all suck.
Right?
Yeah. The new Marvel was kicked off by Iron Man, but the old Marvel, while they were making crappy movies, Blade was actually one of the only good ones.
It was Blade.
I didn't like the third one, though. The third movie does not exist to me.
All right. So here we go. We got Black Widow, right? And who's excited for Black Widow?
I am.
I'm excited.
I like that one.
Yeah. I'm not. Sure. Pass on.
You're not? Okay.
Not a Black Widow fan. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. No idea what that is. I'm assuming it's part of...
Me neither.
What is it?
Good trailer, though.
Eternals.
Part of the Eternals. I don't know. Never heard of Eternals. Medio excited for Eternals.
Puede.
Spider-Man No Way Home for sure. About that.
I don't know. I kind of like the... I really wish... Spider-Man 2 was like the pinnacle for me. I don't know if they're going to go back to the peak, but sure. Black Panther. Wakanda Forever! Here we go. We got a bunch of people excited for Wakanda Forever. Yeah, we got... Sasha, look, oh my God, the comment, everybody in the comment box, who's excited for Black Panther Wakanda Forever? Who's going to be playing Black Panther?
I don't
know. Akiru.
Curious to know if it's, I heard it's her sister, pero.
The sister. Sure. I like the sister.
The sister right?
Mm. She was brainy, right? Okay. She was good. Okay, was I'm glad the, she's, the, yeah. I'm glad she's carrying the mantle, right?
Ulan says she's excited for Eternals because of Angelina Jolie, which was like, there was like a sneak peak of her in the trailer, which is kind of cool.
Oh, snap, dude. I should have downloaded the trailer and played that. Okay. Let me see. The Marvel.
Ant-Man, yes!
Ant-Man, I'm excited for. I do like the Ant-Man
series.
Yes. That's a good one.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
They changed the Marvels? Yes. You know, they changed the Marvels. It was supposed to be called Captain America 2 or something, right? Sorry, not Captain America, Captain Marvel. But then they changed it to Marvels because, you know, Brie Larson wasn't really well received by a lot of people. So that's why
not?
They changed
she was tight, dude.
I thought she wasn't well received, apparently. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
She wasn't well received by who? These Gen Zs that don't know anything?
I have no idea. I don't know. Some people didn't like Captain Marvel. I did. I liked
Brie. I liked Brie. Liked Brie Larson.
Okay din naman siya sa akin.
I know. Yeah. Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy, of course we're all excited for. I don't think anybody does not like the movie. And then Fantastic Four, which I'm looking forward to. I'm excited for that. And then Blade. There we go, Sonya.
Yes, Blade. Oh my God. I love Blade. But you know what the thing about Blade is that they're actually going to be pushing the project. They were supposed to start production this September of this year, but they're pushing production to July of 2022. A lot of people will probably think it's pandemic related. Maybe there's a small part of that. Also that they're basically moving the entire production of any Marvel movie to Australia. But actually the reason behind the delay is because Marvel doesn't want to screw it up. They want to perfect the story. They want to perfect the script. So they actually have the writers behind Watchmen working on the script. So I can wait. Nice. I can wait. So yeah, I loved Watchmen and Blade. Mahershala Ali is going to be playing Blade. You might know.
What? Yeah, yes. So
he's
from the Green Book.
Going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned Green Book a couple of episodes ago. I still have not seen it. Going to watch it. But yeah, I think he's going to make a really cool...
Ron, I watched The Green Book because I'm a real friend and I value your taste. So I did watch it.
But
Hey, we watched Invincibles, right? We watched Invincible. That was his... This was actually his recommendation. So...
Yeah, let's see.
Suck it.
Okay, Ron Flakes, what's your update on the nerd news side?
Well, mine's just a simple one, actually. Let's see. Okay. Let me just pull up
You're on the spot.
Yeah, I'm on the spot.
Let's see. Look at your face. Ron's not prepared, guys. Sanya is not prepared.
How about Sanya gives the news first?
What? I already did.
How about that?
I already gave my news.
Is that yours already?
Yeah.
That was my news, yeah.
It's late. It's on the run. Go. No pressure.
It's still about a movie.
Nice.
But
which one?
I was caught off guard. I was caught off guard. Oh man. It's
is it a superhero movie?
Oh man. I'm speechless now.
No pressure.
Okay.
It was on my PC. It's up,
no,
and then
it's seven ulan kaya ba today.
So, di ba sabi ko, I was having problems with
choppy
my laptop.
Po. And it's already been. Choppy po.
Dark side.
Yeah, disconnect. Sorry.
Okay. You want to move on? Or you... okay.
Let's move on.
Okay, we're moving on, guys.
Not dead air.
Hey, what's up, mga boomers? This is Angelo from the Usapan Retro Show. We're going to be taking a quick commercial break to check out these shows from the Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, this is Agnes Cervasio, CEO at MDI Novare Technologies. Come listen to My Digital Impact, where I talk about customer experience obsession with fellow business leaders, about relatable moments on customer excellence, and teachable experiences on customer service. My Digital Impact is available wherever you listen to your podcasts, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Check us out after listening to this one.
Okay, guys, today's subject for the walkthrough. So the walkthrough is where we do a deep dive on something, or we basically walk you through the level. And today we are talking about, boom, Invincible.
Yes. Yes. Anybody in the comment box?
Does anybody in the comment box, have you guys seen Invincible? Please let us know. Please participate. There we go.
Yes, we got a good. Know. Yes, Ulan loves it. I can see the reaction in the all caps.
It's all caps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ron, we're gonna put you back on the spot. This topic was your pick. Why did you want to talk about Invincible? Go ahead, man. Tell us your thoughts on it.
Because last time we were talking about the House Husband, right? It's like an underrated anime na maganda siya, like a hidden gem. So I felt like I needed to recommend this to you guys because I've been seeing these reviews online. I've been browsing sa YouTube. There are certain reviewers that are giving this a positive reviews. And I haven't seen it yet. It's exclusive sa Amazon. So it's really hard to hard to find. Hindi siya basta-basta mapapanood. So I kind of gave it a shot because yung animation niya looks like 90s cartoons style, parang DC, ganon.
Yeah.
I'm not really into that kind of animation. So, anyway, I gave it a shot. First episode, honestly, I'm not really impressed sa umpisa. It's a slow burn. Medyo matagal siya bago mapick
up. But the end of the episode was like, what the F? What the
yun
F?
Yun na sinasabi ko.
Sige, keep going.
After the first episode, I never stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yun na siya. So I hopefully, without spoiling anything, finish episode 1. After that, decide if you don't like it, baka hindi mo talaga siya trip. Pero if you are if you like it, you'll be hooked for sure. Tatapusin mo siya. Yeah, and it's just 8 episodes anyway.
I liked it. Like so, yeah, like same feelings. When I first started watching it, I was like, "Oh man, this is like a broke ass version of like a DC animated movie." Because like you know, so it looked like a broke ass DC animated movie. And then at the very end, it went really left, guys. I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but when I saw the very end, I was like, "Holy crap, this is something else." And you could say like Ulan said it in the comment box. It had very The Boys type of tones to it.
Yes.
What do you think about it, Sonia? What was your thoughts on the Invincibles or Invincibility?
Oh my goodness, there are no words, but it's a great story, and I thought it was completely unpredictable. You know, full of action and so much gore. The gore in this cartoon series, like what? I was not expecting that at all. Like. What? I can't remember the last time I was this invested in a superhero cartoon series. Probably the Batman animated series, like way back when I was a kid, which actually reminded me, the animation style of this series reminded me of that a little bit. Yeah, I actually didn't know that Seth Rogen was the executive producer of this series as well. It's a great cast as well. Like the voice cast is pretty amazing. The story is great. I think I mentioned that before. You know, a lot of the characters reminded me of other ones from other movies or shows. Like, I don't know if this is a mm-hmm. spoiler, but you will see them. I mean, comic book fans or whatever, you know, like Darkwing, not to be confused with Darkwing Duck, by the way. See, Darkwing obviously resembled, you know, Batman. We had Aquarius, was supposed to be sort of something like an Aquaman, our favorite.
Yeah, Homelander from The Boys.
Yeah, Homelander. Sorry, see, Red Rush was kind of like The Flash, right? Then Damian right. Darkblood reminded me a little bit of Hellboy. And we had Monster Girl, who was kind of like the Hulk. So I think they kind of did that on purpose, though. I actually never saw or read the comic books, but I'm a fan, and I'm going to start reading the comics after this, because amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like, so the thing I really liked about it was like, it was very mm-hmm. self-aware, right? Like they mm-hmm. knew they had generic like archetypes for characters.
Yeah.
And you know, they had the low budget Batman, they had the low budget Flash. They had like Sonya went through it. They had the low budget Superman. And they were all very, very self-aware of it. And there's a lot of like inside jokes to there's a lot of like stupid inside jokes inside the series. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it was kind of the twist of you know, a hero discovering his powers, but it was definitely funny. One of the things that really stood out to me was actually the soundtrack. I thought the soundtrack was actually very, very good.
Maganda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the soundtrack. And then you guys don't know, this was written by Robert Kirkman, who is also the writer of The Walking Dead, or the creator of The Walking Dead.
Ah, yeah. That explains the voice actors. Okay. Okay.
And the gore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the gore. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then you got to give a shout out to, because what's the Korean dude in The Walking Dead? That's who voices our main character.
Yes, Steven Yeun. Yeah. He's Glenn from Walking Dead. He's actually the voice of Invincible.
Yeah, Glenn.
So is this guy half Asian or what? Because like his mom looked kind of Asian.
So he's Korean. So they actually changed a lot of things. Oh wait.
And Invincible in real life?
In
real life, I know he's Korean, but in the TV show, is he half Asian?
Because they made him Korean. Yeah, they made him half Asian. They actually did a lot of changes from the comic book. So actually, Amber, his love interest, was actually white in the comic book series, and they made her black in the cartoon series. They felt like they needed more diversity. So
did you catch the Filipino references?
I did. Is she part Filipino? She might be part Filipino. She might be part Filipino. So I don't know. Maybe.
She could have just been like a holy roller, because like she said she was she went to the Philippines to build houses, and that's where she first had halo halo.
That's right.
And they went to this market. Right.
Yeah, they went to a Filipino festival, and they went to a Filipino festival market. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. She's not my favorite character, though, I must say, but I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah.
Why did you like her without spoiling?
The things I do like about her is that she's very intelligent. She's a smart girl, but she mm-hmm. also needs to cut Invincible in slack, though. Again, I'm not going to spoil anything, right? She needs to like chill the ass out, dude.
Look how bloody that is.
She can be a little bit toxic, to be honest. It's like,
Which one was who was your favorite character, I guess, in the show?
Who was my favorite character? Is it weird that I have a little crush on Omni-Man?
Yeah.
He's not my favorite, but I do have a crush on him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's just, I don't know. Lan's like the daddy like type. He's a silver fox, though. I mean, can you not?
How about you, Ron? Who stood out to you? Like, which character did you like, Ron?
I choose the pinakamahulit para sa akin. And it's, you know, the alien. Alan the Alien yata ang name. Surprisingly, I just knew ngayon na he was voiced by Seth Rogen himself.
See, I saw that, but parang I don't hear it because it sounds a little bit like this, right?
Yeah, that's, diba, distinct my impression of Seth. Pero yun nakalagay sa credit, so okay.
That was a surprise to me too.
So cool, right? I mean, nung na-meet siya ni bida si Invincible nga.
Okay, but my favorite characters was was Rexplode and Duplicate, because it was so funny.
Cool.
Duplicate was funny. It was so funny. Okay, there's a scene where Rexplode is basically hooking up with Duplicate, and she basically duplicates herself like 5 times. So he was having basically like an orgy.
I don't want to spoil it, but I think he probably might Kagi be Bunshin. The most useless out of all of them. I don't know
which one.
I don't know what his
Rex, right?
Like, he's the fireworks really, guy. There's really nothing. Yeah, but I mean, come on, there were so many other
the one I like the most powerful. Actually, the character that I liked a lot was what's his name? Invincible's best friend. Because he was just like, he was so sassy, dude. And this dude was like shooting a shot and like hitting on every dude. So he has like a gay best friend. But like, he was super, like super sassy. And he was just
Comic relief, and he was just
going off on everything. I thought that was the most hilarious thing, dude. Oh, and then there was another guy, The bro dude was so funny. I thought he was the bro dude in college.
The guy in college.
Yeah, there was a, and he was just like, "Hey, what's up, ladies? You guys want to get in on the ground floor on this trust fund?"
Oh yeah, that guy.
He had the best lines. He had the best lines, dude. I thought he was hilarious, dude. Man.
Okay. Duplicate kind of reminds me of what's her name from Captain Planet, Water. What was her name? I can't remember. But she kind of resembles her.
Ah, the Asian girl.
Yeah. Ulan, you're spoiling about the kidnapping scene. But yes, I was sad too. I think, I thought Homie was finally going to get some. Oh, wait. Who was that?
Yeah, right.
Wasn't there a funny scene too when the guy got or was that a different show? Oh, there was one scene where the guy was like looking at the other dude's butt. And then he got exposed.
Yes, when he was walking away, he got his like suitcase and everything, and he just walked away. Like, I'll set up our room, and then he just walks away, and then like butt shot.
I'm like Ulan, because I was watching. I've never seen The Boys, and I finally watched The Boys.
You should.
Yeah. And I was watching it at the same time as this. And I noticed that there's like a lot of parallels, because there's actually even 3 superhero TV shows that came out. There's a new one that just came out on Netflix. It just came out. Hold on.
Somebody mentioned it on Instagram, actually. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the title.
TV series or a
really
movie?
Quick. Hold on. Somebody sent it to me. Jupiter's Legacy?
Yeah, Jupiter's Legacy.
Is that the one? Jupiter's Legacy, So apparently that's out on Netflix. Superheroes, I'm gonna check that one.
I'm actually interested in watching and checking this out. Like, this, it's a animated. It's not animated, but yeah,
live action.
As homeboy Josh Duhamel in there.
Interesting.
It just popped up yesterday, and I was just like, "Well, I don't know if I could watch this right now, because I'm kind of overloaded on superheroes. I just watched The Boys. I just watched it, and then I watched it for some reason. Have you guys seen The Protector on Netflix?
No,
it's like a Turkish. I was watching. It's a Turkish superhero movie.
Interesting.
But I'm completely overloaded on. Let's not talk about superheroes. comic books.
Mystery Men is coming up. If you know the movies, Mystery Men. Ben Stiller.
Oh, Mystery Men!
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Ben Stiller!
Yeah.
Wait, there's a new movie.
Oh, yeah. There's a new movie.
It's coming on Netflix.
No.
Okay. Malapit I'm going to check that out. Yeah.
I think it's that's June sure. something.
All right. No, so, but remember, I told you guys that I thought that Invincible took place in
90s, 80s.
No.
In the universe of
Die Hard.
Do you guys know? Okay, wait. Darkseid is asking Muna: is Mystery Men a series or a movie or a sequel?
It's a movie.
So is it a sequel? Is it a sequel or a reboot? Reboot siya?
No, it's no reboot. It's the original movie. Papalabas lang siya sa
Netflix. Oh, the original
movie.
They're just, okay.
Well, carry on. Okay, the reason why I thought Invincible took place in the Die Hard universe.
Die Hard universe.
Did you guys notice what high school they all went to?
No, I actually didn't notice.
Why?
Reginald Bell Johnson High School. Do you know? Do you guys know who that is?
No. Is it in Die Hard?
Yeah, he is in Die Hard. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up right now. Hold on, Reginald Bell. Hold on, Bell Johnson. Okay, you guys gonna? You guys, so this is what. So I thought this was his name in Die Hard, but it's actually the actor's name, and that's Reginald Bell Johnson.
Oh, what?
Yes. The police.
Okay. Yeah.
The police, right?
Yeah, he's the cop in Die Hard, and he also plays Carl Winslow in Family Matters.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God. He has his own school now.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was
like
funny.
An homage to like.
Because they were talking about
Mr. Egg.
Which is your favorite movie, Ulan? Are you talking about Die Hard? Die Hard, dude. For the longest time, Die Hard was my favorite movie. Like growing up, like I thought Die Hard was like the dopest thing I've ever saw because it was funny and the dude, like, we should do a Die Hard episode. It was so tight. It was like the dude kicked all these guys' asses that had all these guns and he had no shoes. That's a superhero movie. That's a superhero.
It's also it's a Christmas movie though, isn't it?
Oh,
is it an action movie or is it a Christmas movie? You don't know. Is it an action movie or
hybrid?
It goes under both. Yes. See, Jake Peralta's favorite movie is Die Hard, and I totally agree with him. I totally know the appeal. Like, dude, you guys don't understand. When I first saw Die Hard, like, I was totally blown away. Like, when I first saw Die Hard, I think I was a kid, and we watched it on VHS at my friend's house. And I think the feeling that I got when I saw that was kind of like the feeling that that people tell me when they first seen Star Wars. Like, you know, and I was just like. Yeah, it was that good for me. It still holds up today.
Nice. Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen Die Hard, check out Die Hard. I think it's on a thing. I think it's on Netflix in Philippines.
It should. It has to be, right?
Yeah.
It should.
Yeah, man.
The Nakatomi Plaza, dude. I actually went to the real Nakatomi Plaza. Yeah. Well, watch it. It still holds up. It's still
mm-hmm. It's good. Against right. Professor Snape, diba?
Professor Snape, yeah.
Hey, kamusta? This is Ron Flakes from Usapan Retro. It's time for a quick break. For the meantime, here's some awesome shows from Podcast Network Asia. See ya!
Hey there! My name is Chloe. Just dropping by this podcast to tell you that I'm on one too. It's called The Great Connections Podcast. Over there, we talk about the lives of Filipinos overseas at ang diskarte sa buhay OFW. So go ahead and listen to The Great Connections Podcast after you finish this episode, okay? The Great Connections Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. See you there.
The Great Connections Podcast.
What else do we got to say about Invincible? Because I think I'm Invincible.
There's
now
a lot. Well, go ahead. I don't keep know. Going. Like, so there's the voice actors. We have Omni-Man, voiced by J.K. Simmons. You know, like,
wow.
Whiplash. He runs the Daily. Yeah. Yeah, from Spider-Man. His wife was voiced by Sam Oh. Art the Taylor guy, dude. Art the Taylor, who makes the superhero costumes. He's voiced by Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
He's voiced by Luke Skywalker.
Shut up. He's
yes.
Luke Skywalker?
Yes.
Nice. Didn't sound like
and that. And then Adam Eve. Okay. Actually, I like Adam Eve. Adam Eve's one of my favorite characters because
they're going
to
hook up.
Her powers. They're going to hook up. They have to.
Dude, Invincible is Amber. Yeah. Amber's whack, dude.
She's whack.
Yeah, she's whack. But dude, Adam Eve, okay, she has the best superpower.
She can manipulate.
I agree.
Yeah, she has subatomic manipulation.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah,
Green Lantern.
She has the force field, the energy blast. She can fly. Like, she can basically turn anything into anything.
She's all around.
It's super cool. Yeah, and she's actually voiced by Jillian Jacobs from Community.
Dude, I love Jillian Jacobs. She's like, I love.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Love? You guys should watch Love.
Yes,
Love.
Yeah, I love that show.
Love is so
good.
They
should do another season of that.
Yeah, Love, but she's so dope. Because it's so dope because like they shot that whole thing in my neighborhood. That's like
oh,
Silver
really?
Lake Echo.
Oh.
Yes, like that's Silver Lake Echo Park. That's where I grew up in LA. So like everywhere they went, I was like, oh my God, I should live right there. I used to go to that rally.
I hope they do a new season.
No, it's done. It's finished already. They wrapped it up already.
they got married. It up?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd still like to see more of them, but
probably a movie.
Oh yeah, more of the voice actors. Yeah, okay, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Adam Eve. She's awesome. I like her.
I'm getting the toys. Okay.
I don't know how I feel about her costume though. I feel like she needs more like legging action.
Oh wait, Ulan was saying that the
other.
I don't
know. That's just me.
Oh, what you call it? Who's the other Margot Robbie? Mode.
Jillian Jacobs
is the other Margot Robbie. She's not Margot Robbie.
No, I don't think so.
Jillian Jacobs is more like I don't know if Margot Robbie was like a Silver Lake hipster. Jillian Jacobs is like that.
Exactly.
Jillian Jacobs is like my homegirl that I will go smoke cigarettes with.
Yeah. Like she'll order McDonald's at like 3 a.m.
What's up, Jess? You know what I mean? Jess is in the house. Yeah.
Okay, hey.
Chat box.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Who? Chat box. Please mention anything. We're gonna give away some coins. Mention anything about Invincible because we're running out of Invincible material. I think we got to break. we got to expand these things out, Ron. Okay, but keep going, Sonya.
Yeah. So we got Robot as well. You guys know Robot. He's actually voiced by Zachary. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he was Spock Quinto? In the reboot. Quinto or Quinto?
Probably Quinto.
Depends.
From the Heroes series.
From Heroes, yeah. He was the villain in Heroes, and he was Spock, dude. He was Spock. And, dude, I don't know about Robot. I know he's super intelligent. He's super, like, you know, very kind, super strong. But what is with that man bun? It's like he's got a man bun.
Hold on. Right? You gave me a thing. Yes.
I did.
Here we go.
I mean, come on.
Here we go.
He looks like... Was that really... Yeah, I don't know. That's what I saw. He looks like he makes his own granola.
Yeah, it looks like he does yoga, makes his own granola. He has like the
kale smoothies.
He has like the shoes with the toes on it.
Hipster robot.
Those are your people, Sonya. Those are the vegans.
Hey, we don't wear those weird toe shoes. We wear
Renzo says a Zayn Malik lookalike.
That's hilarious.
All right. What's your other picture here?
So Cecil, you know Cecil? He was the director of the Global Defense Agency. He reminded me, so he reminded me of a cross between Monster D'Arc from Beauty and the Beast. And the creepy butler guy from Scary Movie with the weird hand. I don't know. That's what I saw when I first saw him on the screen. He does remind me of them. You remember when Monsieur D'Arc, he was the guy who, from Beauty and the Beast, he's the guy who put crazy old Maurice into the into the asylum. That's him.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know if anyone else saw that.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Invincible. It's out on Amazon. They didn't pay us to talk about this. We're just talking about it because it just came out and we're watching it.
Yeah. It's a good find. So,
it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
All right, Ron. What else attracted you to bring this up as our topic?
Yeah, because yun ay writer pa lang niya is from The Walking Dead na. I read the comic book from TWD, and it's good writing. The gore, I think it came from there. For an animated series to have this level of gore, I think it's unnatural. And maybe dun sila kumuha ng
appeal
is there.
I did feel like I was
the
watching
last episode,
like,
the last first episode. Yeah. Oh man,
no, finale. I felt like I was kind of, I had kind of like a weird,
and the last episode, right?
Yeah, I had a weird feeling because it was like, I was like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of like Japanese anime, but it's not. It's done in the blood. Warner Brothers. Yeah, it's done in the Warner Brothers DC style. And I was like, why is it so bloody? And that did catch me. But I was like, and it was bloody funny, but
I was caught off guard. Action, didn't.
Yeah,
it's dark. It's funny. Yeah. It's a whole new package. I mean, there's a little love and cheese in there too. I found those scenes pretty cheesy though, but that's just me. But there's so many things to love about this series.
Love story, like angle.
Thank you, Hannah, for dropping a Carlito hello.
Hey,
what's
Hannah.
Up, DJ Adrian? Okay,
thank
cool.
You,
let's
Hannah.
Go. Let's go. Are you guys done with Invincible, or you guys have any other thoughts on Invincible?
I like the last song ever that was played in the series. That's all I'm going to say. It's like one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
That is all.
It's an amazing soundtrack. Amazing soundtrack. Yeah, ikaw, Ron, really. What's your parting thoughts on Invincible?
Ako, I cannot recommend it enough. If you guys want to watch, kasi well-rounded siya. May love story, may action, may gore, and the story's on point. Twist and turns, hindi siya unpredictable. So please, guys, watch it. You won't regret it. 8 episodes lang. It's quick watch, easy to digest.
Cool. Quick watch, easy to digest. All right, guys. Now we're going to bring it up to level 3. Talk nerdy to me. This is actually my favorite part because this is where we give away coins and we do stuff. So I think Sonia posed the question, which superhero has the most useless power and why? And post a gift, right? I think let's see.
Oh, man.
What did Sonia post? Sonia posted
this. Do you guys remember who this is?
Super Elmo? Why?
This is Super Grover. You guys remember Super Grover? He couldn't even fly straight. Every time, he would always crash into something. He didn't have super strength. He didn't have any powers. He always got people into trouble. He would just make things worse. So he's probably the most useless.
Renzo, save your comments. Renzo, save your comments for later. We just wanted to go through these, but we're going to give away 5,000 coins. So save your comments, guys. Please share the stream right now. Tell people we're giving away coins. All right.
Yes.
So my answer, I want to save yours for last, Ron, because I need to roast you. My answer for the person with the weakest superpower is Aquaman. Guys.
Of course.
Aquaman is so lame. I don't know, like, how did Aquaman even get a... Well, I guess movie Aquaman's pretty cool, but comic book and animated Aquaman is super lame. His seahorse is hella lame. He has the lamest outfit. It's like orange and green. Like, who... And then, what's his power? He talks to fish? Like, I'm gonna talk to the fish. I'll be right back. Like, that's his power. Even, like, when I watch The Boys, The Boys, Invincible... And Aquaman, any water based like powered superhero is kind of lame, dude. Like,
the deep is super lame. Like,
the deep was hella lame, dude.
He's super lame.
It's like a mockery of Aquaman.
I think so.
Probably.
Let's see. Okay, Ron, you got to explain yourself because you picked
Jubilee. You picked Jubilee. I'd be roasted.
Yeah. Why did you pick Jubilee? I want to know why you think Jubilee has the lamest powers.
Well, Jubilee from the Uncanny X-Men, because I think while watching this animated series, I think she's the lamest thing. I don't know. During encounters or battles with villains, she just, you know, gives out these sparklings. I don't know how to call them.
Kind of like Rex.
Mini fireworks.
No.
Kind of like Rex. Actually.
Right? He's so useless.
No, but Jubilee is like if she... Oh, no, that wasn't Jubilee. That was somebody else. Okay, Jubilee is pretty... I got her mixed up with Rogue.
Oh, what?
No, Rogue is...
Rogue's so powerful.
Okay, Jubilee is pretty weak sauce, but I did like her in the animated series. Like, X-Men animated, which came out in the 90s. Okay, yes, you're right, Ron. I'm an idiot. All right. And we're going to give 5,000 coins to our favorite answer on social media, which was... Patrick Rizzari, because he picked the Power Rangers. Look how lame they look. And you are so right, Patrick Rizzari. You win 5,000 coins. We're going to make sure. Let's put him on the list. I don't know if he's here, but Patrick Rizzari, you won 5,000 coins. Now we want to hear from you guys. Tell us who has the... We're going to give away 20,000 more coins. Tell us who has the lamest superpower and why.
And
go
why.
Ahead. Start typing,
all
guys.
Cups.
And
why.
Deep
I see Darkseid.
Darkseid
says Ulan? Cyclops is useless without shades.
Hey, Jella. Sino ba yun ano? Ron, translate in Tagalog. I'm terrible at this.
What?
Who's
comment?
No, Cyclops? No. Win 25,000 coins.
Kay Ulan. Maganda yung kay Ulan.
No. You gotta explain the mechanics. Ron, how do you say? Win 25,000... that.
Okay.
On the bottom.
Comment nyo lang yung superhero na tingin nyo yung merong... Walang kwentang kapangyarihan. Useless power. And of course, you need to justify it kung bakit. Diba? Yeah, yeah, examples natin kanina, Super Grover, Aquaman, yeah. The likes.
So,
so
deep.
Easy, Ulan 5K, said, guys.
Yeah, Ulan says deep din yung answer niya because, ano, fish talks and what, yeah. Ano, walang kwa. Okay.
I agree. Kasi budget Aquaman din siya.
Alright. Sino pa nandito? Yeah. Who else? Did my chat box freeze? I can't see anything
maybe
anymore.
What's the last comment you see?
I see fishy talks and waterworks, but that's it.
Updated naman.
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Yeah, I see Hawk Girl. I don't know. She looked so useless in Justice League. Hawk Girl is pretty powerful, I think.
Okay.
Female version of Hawkman.
No. Okay. Well, let's just give it to Renzo because he commented. So yeah. Somebody. Okay. Right. Renzo wins 5,000 coins. Almost right. Every yeah. superhero okay. in Mystery Man. Darkseid wins 5,000 coins. Mystery Man okay. were pretty useless.
Yep.
Sinopa. Okay.
So is that so five? Did we get five already?
No, we got... No, that was... no. We have Darkseid, we have Renzo, mm-hmm. and then Sinopa. Darkseid and Renzo, and see, what's his face? See Patrick.
That's only, okay, so we have two more.
We have two more. Two more.
Two more to get Wala
na.
How about
okay, guys.
Socials in Facebook?
Guys. Wala na. No, we went through them. The answers were not that
oh, that's
that
it.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sayang si Mark Mendoza. I'm going to get Mark Mendoza because I liked his answer. He said the wall.
But, the wall is the most. With the Spider Man.
Yeah. That was a really good one. Yeah.
No, but is Mark Mendoza. Wala siya sa Kumu.
Wala siya sa Kumu.
I'm going to get him on Kumu.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to keep. We'll just keep it at the 15 or the 20,000 coins we gave away.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Sounds I'm okay. Good. Yeah. Yes, the wall. You haven't seen. Okay. I'm gonna pull up the wall. Hold on.
Pull up the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I actually never heard of the wall until I saw that answer on the.
It's on the
comment section.
He does look pretty useless, though.
Dude, useless, dude. This guy.
He's literally a wall.
It's more like a curse.
A wall. He's not like. Here's one wall you'll never crawl. The wall.
That's so good.
Here's one wall that's you'll it. Never crawl.
That's one where Spider-Man almost broke his back. Sabi ni Darkseid. Yeah. So maybe he isn't as useless, but he looks pretty damn useless.
That's pretty useless, dude. That's pretty stupid.
He's just literally a wall. Like...
Whoa! He has an action figure. He has an action figure.
He has no arms? Kawawa naman.
No, he's just a wall, dude. That's so dope.
It's like the worst kind of the thing, the thing, but this is like the worst kind.
He's
bad version of the thing.
Worse than the thing.
Hold on.
Oh my god, that's so good.
But he has an action figure though. At least.
Oh, let's see, worst superpower.
I want the action figure now.
I want to see what the internet says. Okay,
Kawawa naman siya.
They had Matter Eater Lad. Oh, see, but there we go. Aquaman.
Always. I googled
worst superpower. Aquaman, definitely.
Of course.
Let's
a given.
Yeah.
No, but this guy was.
What?
That's super powerful, dude. In the end,
Dr. Manhattan.
Super powerful. Maybe look at this guy. Bouncing Boy. Look at this dude.
Bouncing Boy.
Oh, it's like a human ball. Probably.
Sally actually mentioned Condiment Boy. I didn't even know. Or Condiment Man. Like, is that an actual superhero?
I don't know, but put Sally
what's
on
his
the
power?
List. Hold on. Let's look at it.
Condiment Man. Like, that's an actual...
I think it's in Condiment the DC.
Man.
No?
Condiment DC? Man. He's an actual superhero. What?
What?
Yeah, but what's his power?
What?
Seryoso ba to?
Not useless though because he has a pickle and mustard and ketchup. That's tight, dude. Sally wins. Sally wins 5,000 coins.
Sally wins 5,000. That was actually from another episode, I think Sally wins.
I was like, no, Green Archer boy. No, nobody will ever talk bad about Gambit. Were you talking about Gambit? No. Gambit's one of the best because he has the Creole accent. He's like the ladies' man. He has the card. Anything he touches, it's not just the cards. It's anything he touches.
He's a good power.
Ballistic. Mm. Yeah, anything he touches, he can turn ballistic. Green Archer boy. We will never talk bad about Gambit on
the
show.
Hey, Denonimus, don't you dare shit on Captain Planet.
Captain Planet is useless.
No, he's not.
He's then, like Superman.
He's not useless.
With
at
our
all.
Powers combined, Captain Planet.
Ayun.
Yun lang. Captain Planet was pretty lame. Anonymous wins. Anonymous wins coins. Okay,
the Earth is too polluted.
Sonia, let's write it. Let's write it down. Denonymous wins, right? Who won? We had Denonymous. Wait, did you write the list down?
Yeah. No, I'm getting it.
I think that's it. I think.
All right, that's it. Yeah.
All right, guys, we gave away our 25,000 coins. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. They're stupid. They're so stupid. All right, guys, if you guys haven't joined our, I hope most of you guys are probably, hey, is any of you guys Mark Mendoza? I think most of you guys are actually on our group page already.
Yeah.
But if any of you guys are Mark Mendoza, please comment with your Kumu username. But anyway, join our Facebook group because we talk about the dumbest crap there.
It's fun.
If you go to any of our links, you'll see it. But thank you guys so much for joining us. I think Ron Flakes, you want to take us out with the last thing we're supposed to say?
This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, and we are powered by Podmetrics.
Boom!
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you guys so much. Marami salamat. Thank you, Ulan. Thank you for everyone that watches us every week. I'm so happy that you guys watch us.
Marami happy salamat. Weekend, everyone.
You guys are awesome.
Happy weekend.
Bye, guys.
Invincible.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.